Hello, and welcome to episode 68 of Design Curious Podcast. I'm your host and mentor, Rebecca Ward. Today on the podcast, we have Sierra Collins of Sierra Learnership Collaborative. She is a coach that I have been working with for several years now, and we have done several things together, as we'll mention in the podcast. She has been instrumental in me developing growth in my business and personally and all the things, and I think you're going to love her too. And before I tell you a little bit more about her, I want to remind you that now is a great time to get into My Design Mentor. If you want to learn a little bit more about My Design Mentor and what you can get out of a membership with it, you can go back to episode 63. And in that, I kind of tell you all about what you can get from a membership there. But now is a great time as we head towards the end of the year to really get your ducks in a row to get 2024 started off right and to get you on the path to a career that you love and that is really satisfying to you. So go check that out. Links are in the show notes. And let me tell you a little bit more about Sierra. Sierra Collins, a highly regarded leadership development coach, speaker, and trainer, leverages her extensive educational background and leadership expertise to guide individuals and organizations in reaching their highest aspirations. As the founder of Sierra Learnership Collaborative, her unwavering commitment to lifelong learning and passion for enhancing leaders' effectiveness have cemented her as an influential figure in her field. Sierra is a John Maxwell Certified Leadership Coach, a Full Focus Planner Certified Pro, and a Certified DISC Consultant. Backed by over a decade of experience in education and a master's degree in the field, she possesses a unique ability to simplify complex concepts, making them accessible to a broad audience. Sierra's collaborative approach empowers her clients to set ambitious goals and transform them into concrete achievements. She is recognized for her dedication to helping individuals, teams, and entire organizations realize their full potential. Though she says her business grows people, so it is not industry specific. Over half of her active clients today are luxury interior design firms from all over the world. And I am one of those firms that she has definitely helped a lot. So let's hear how she has done that and all the great things from Sierra in this episode. You're now listening to Design Curious, a place where you, creative one, are here to learn about what it really is like to be an interior designer. And I'm your host and mentor, Rebecca Ward. If you're worried about how to succeed in a creative career, if you're ready to learn your next steps to become an interior designer, and if you want the satisfaction of doing something you love every day, you are in the right place. Grab a coffee, a notebook, and let's dig into today's episode. Hi, Sierra. Welcome to Design Curious Podcast. It's so great to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me, Rebecca. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, we have so much to talk about. And just so everybody knows, I do a lot of work with you. You've helped me in so many ways, but I'm always curious about everyone's path to their current career because this is kind of the basis of the podcast. And so I'd love to know how you got to be where you're at with Sierra Learnership Collaborative.
Well, it is a loaded question, so I will try to summarize. But my background is actually in education. So I always knew that I wanted to be a teacher. I used to play school with my grandparents at their house. They always got straight A's. I was great at giving straight A's to all my students. But I got my master's in education right out of high school, went straight into the classroom, and then quickly grew in my love for leadership and education. So my plan was actually to go that route and actually had some health complications that made me switch gears a little bit. So I shifted about 3.5 years ago and decided to focus just on the leadership aspect and support leadership in businesses, not just education. So it came off of a period of time where I was on bed rest for a total of 14 months, and I knew I needed to make a change and reduce stress levels. So I needed to kind of take control of my life, and this was going to allow me to have greater flexibility and control over my schedule and who I was working with, and gave me more choice. I actually got certified while I was on bed rest with Lyme disease, so that as soon as I was up and able to walk and be normal again, I launched my business. So it has been quite the journey to get here, but very rewarding. It's one of those things where in the moment it's terrifying, but now that it's behind me, I realize that this is what I was meant to be doing all along. And my background in education has actually really set me up for success in this industry and really being able to effectively communicate with learners, no matter their background. So it's been a fun one, Rebecca.
Yeah. Well, that's great that you are 3.5 years in and still loving it and going strong. And I think that a lot of our listeners would be able to relate to you because you had that shift in career. It's kind of forced on you a little bit, but then you knew you're heading that direction. And just listening to your passion within and then aligning with it, I think that there was a lot of intentionality that you had to lay down as you were focusing on going from teaching into being a business owner and also being a leader in your community. Can you talk a little bit more about what's required for that?
Yes, definitely. So I always joke that intentionality is my middle name. I like to do everything with intention. So yeah, it was a little bit of a scary shift for me. I had no choice but to succeed in it. But as far as intentionality goes, it came down to structuring my day with intentionality, being very clear in who my ideal target audience was for my messaging, establishing credibility in an entirely different field where I had built up all of my credibility as an educator and was providing professional development to other educators. But what would it look like with business owners? And how could I take the skill set that I had gained during that time and be intentional about continuing to develop the strengths, not just focusing on areas of weakness and developing those over time? So it required a lot of structure in the time that I was building relationships in the community and beyond too. So it was during the pandemic, and I had to think about finding the balance between getting myself out there in meeting new people and showing people what I was capable of, but also keeping in mind that I needed to be careful with my health as well after just coming off of bed rest. So I needed intentionality across the board in the use of my time, the use of my skill set, and very clear goals for my business. So I knew what I was working towards because I couldn't just take it day by day at that point. I had to have a very clear picture of where I was headed so that I could kind of back into what do I need to do today to make progress towards those overarching goals.
And were you always naturally goal oriented, or is this a skill that you had to learn or get coaching on yourself, or you know, read about or learn about?
So I have to admit, I've always been focused on goal setting and achievement. I actually had to work on not being just goal driven, but being growth minded and not just being obsessed with the goal, but thinking about the growth that I was going through. And I often talk about the difference between if you're goal setting all the time, it's like, how long will it take to get there? But if you're focused on growth, it's like, how far can I go? And there's a very different feeling associated with the two. Yeah. So how long will it take to get there versus how far can I go? So I've worked on shifting from just that goal-oriented background to thinking, all right, but I'm growing every day. It might take me a while to get there, but I'm going to enjoy the journey and take away as much as I can. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to learn from these experiences and then make better decisions tomorrow. So yeah, it's kind of innate, but then I've had to adjust a little bit because I don't know that it was always serving me well to just be so goal focused.
Right. Just checking things off the list.
Yes.
Yeah. I heard it said recently that becoming an entrepreneur, you think it's about having a business and just being able to make more money and have that freedom. But really, entrepreneurship is personal growth journey. You're going to really learn so much about yourself as you're going through this process. And you have to have intentions. You have to have a specific thing, like what is your end game, but how are you going to get there and the steps along the way?
Yes. And it has to be something that you can break down into smaller steps though, too. So I think that that has been so important because, you know, for me initially, it was I told you I had no choice but to succeed. I was leaving, you know, my salary and benefits, and I needed to generate every penny. So my goal was replace my salary. That's what I needed to do. I needed to be able to pay my bills and have benefits in case I had other health issues again. So that's where it started. And that's it. That's a big thing to bite off. So I had to really break that down into, okay, well, what do I need to achieve right now in order to make progress towards that?
Did you have support as you're building your business? Did you seek out coaching yourself?
I did. I actually worked with a sales coach from Sales Uprising. Her name's Katie Nelson. She has a partner, Kelly Peck. I worked very closely with them for the first year and a half of my business. Got support there. I got support from the Virginia Small Business Development Center, which provides free coaching as well, making sure that I was also legally checking the boxes because not having a business background, I did not have the knowledge and had a little bit of a fear that I was going to miss something. And then, of course, my networking community through my local chamber, Top of Virginia Regional Chamber, was really big for me. So now I'm on the other side of that, and I'm an ambassador, and I'm reaching out to new members, making sure they have the support that they need, trying to pay it forward. But I had a great support system around me in helping me to create my business, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I have a lot of students in my mentorship program. And one of the most consistent thing I hear from all of them is that they're afraid that they don't know how to charge or how to make money or how to make a living at what they really want to do. But I tell them, you know, that you've already started on the right path to overcome that fear because you're seeking help and you're getting mentorship from someone and you're looking for, you know, you're not just trying to do it on your own and give up, you know, you're already seeking help. But, you know, having those fears is very common. And, you know, it's good to hear that you also expressed that, but you got help for that as well. So one of the tools that you and I have worked together with that we've done multiple things. So you've helped me with my DISC assessment, which is great. I love learning about personalities and I've talked about it on the podcast before. So we've done that with you. And then I found it so important that I had you do the DISC assessment with my whole entire team and took us through understanding personalities. So I think that's a great offering that you have. Then we also worked a little bit on clarifying what my personal core values were and what my business values were. And having that clarity was really good. And then we've also done this full focus planner workshop, which first introduced to me. And then I decided, yes, my whole team needs this. And so we've been working with you over the past year to really implement this new system of full focus planner. So I'd love for you to share a little bit more about why you believed in it personally. Like going to a physical planner in this day and age is that seems to be going backwards. And that's how I felt initially. It's like, I do everything digitally. It's on my phone, but having a physical planner and, you know, I can attest to it that it's just, it's so much more having it with me all the time. I'm actually using it right now. I wrote notes in it for our podcast. And so, yeah, please talk a little bit more about the planner.
Yes, of course. Of course. So if the people listening aren't familiar with a typical teacher, every summer you're trying to figure out what planner am I going to use for the upcoming school year, and you planner hop from this thing to the next thing, and none of them have all the features that you want or need. And so I had always thought that maybe one day I'm just going to have to create my own planner because none of them have everything that I need. And I had also always wanted to combine my personal and professional life into one. And I had never found something that gave me the ability to do so and set goals across the board. Yeah. And so I truly believe, I was trying to remember, I think it was a Google search that led me to Michael Hyatt's Full Focus Planner. And it's a quarterly planner, which is very different than what you're used to as well. And so I'm like, okay, well, I can try this for a quarter and see how it goes. So those that don't know anything about it, you set annual goals, but then it's broken down into a quarter at a time. So those manageable chunks, very detailed as to what are your motivations behind the goals. So those are the things that are going to get you over the humps when you hit obstacles in the road and remind you why you're doing it in the first place. It's so easy to forget that when you hit that big obstacle. distilling it down into specific smaller steps. So you can just one step at a time look at what is the next thing I need to do to make progress towards that goal. But it also broke it down into different domains of life. So if I wanted to set goals for my spiritual life, for my physical health, which was very important for me to get back into shape again and feel like I had my strength back after being ill, my business goals, everything related to the growth of my business, I could truly set goals and be intentional about building the habits necessary in achieving those goals and checking off those achievement goals necessary to reach the annual goals all throughout the year. So for me, it merged all my worlds into one. I was addicted after the first quarter. I knew, like, I've always been a planner person. So this came pretty naturally for me to use, but I knew it was a lot to digest for someone that has not really worked out of a physical planner as much. So when I share this concept with other people, we just take baby steps and don't use all the features at once. So it really starts with, for me, it was the big three. What are the three main things I have to do today to make progress towards my goal? If we got through that, then I'd feel good. And after I got in the habit of using my big three, then I would add in another component until I felt like I was using the whole system properly. But yes, it's been huge. It's really helped with that intentionality piece that we were talking about. It allows me to really maintain, like it's called, full focus throughout the year. And whether I am surrounded by people holding me accountable or not, that planner is an accountability tool for me to be able to go back and reflect on each week, what progress I made, where I maybe came up a little short this week, and I need to change the behavior for next week. It changed my world. And that's why I get so excited about sharing it with others. Because the certification program to be a certified pro didn't come out until after I'd already been sharing it for a few years with people. So then I was like, now I have the tools and resources to share this with people I'm already working with and supporting their goals. So it's been huge for me. And I know it has been for your team too.
When you go into business, they say, you know, you can get really busy in working in your business, but you need to take the time to work on your business. And I think the same is said about yourself personally, that you can get so caught up in your day-to-day life that you don't take the time to reflect on like how far you've come, where you're going, and just reorient yourself. And so one thing I love about the planner is that every week you are assessing what was the great things about this week? What could I've done better? What do I need to change? And that doing that on a weekly basis is so much more than I ever had done before, which, you know, maybe I'd do it annually at the end of the year as I'm thinking, you know, making new resolutions or something like that. But even on a daily level, they have a spot where you can write your daily win, which I love as well. And it could be like a gratitude. And being able to reflect on your day and take something positive out of it, even if it was kind of a crappy day, like there's something that's that you can take out that's good. And it really just reorients your mindset and keeps you on that path of personal growth, which is something that is, you know, one of my core values. I know it's one of your core values. And so I just, it really aligns with me and my lifestyle. And being able to have the personal with the business in one place is just amazing for me because I was never able to cross over the two before.
Yeah, I agree. And I have had folks say to me that they don't understand how I use the planner on the weekends. Like, why would I even open it on the weekends? And I say, I might put in my planner, you know, go for a walk with my family as one of my big three on a Saturday, right? It doesn't mean that I'm having to do work associated with my business by putting something in my planner on the weekend. I can be intentional about scheduling the things that I need to do to take care of myself so that I'm prepared for the new week. I even like using it on the weekends. It makes total sense for me to do so. But I'm glad you brought up the core values because that means that that stuck for you. I always share that before you even set goals, that you need clarity around your values, around your purpose in life. So those that are listening might still be trying to figure out what their purpose is if they're shifting gears to a new career. The vision for the future, what are your priorities? oftentimes people will stop and pause and say, you know what, at the end of the day, my family's a priority, but they get what's left of me. So how can I create goals that allow them to have me first? And then I know that I've used the wheel of life before many times with folks, and really being able to look at your level of satisfaction in each area of life. So you're not setting goals in every area of life all at once, but you're choosing the ones that are going to be the most impactful. So for example, if I improve my physical health, it impacts my mental and emotional health. It impacts my ability to run my business every day, the relationships I have. It can impact so many areas of the wheel. So I'm looking for those two or three areas that are going to have the greatest impact. And that's where I set my goals. So people who just dive right in without going through this process of identifying all of these things first tend to set the same goals year to year.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then they might abandon them not too far in because they're not seeing the progress that they want to see soon enough. So then they'll stop and then they'll try again next week or next month or wait till next year because they feel like they have to have this like clear starting point. So I just wanted to share that too. If folks are having trouble figuring out how to set meaningful goals, don't jump right into the goal. But again, look at your core values, your priorities, your purpose, and then really assessing all areas of life and where you need the most support.
Mm-hmm, 100%. Yeah, because as I would set my annual goals with you and review them with you, and then each quarter we'd kind of add on some as we completed some. And one of the things that was always so helpful that you would trigger for me was, what is your motivation? Like, why are you doing this? And what are you going to gain at the end? Like, how will you know you've accomplished this, first of all? And then why are you doing it? Because that's really going to carry you through this goal that you're setting. So yeah, having you help me with that was really great tool. And I think that, you know, when someone's starting out in the career change or starting a business, that being able to put all of their racing thoughts down on paper in one place will be really useful. And I think the planner could be a tool for that. Would you
it
agree?
Certainly could. Yeah. It certainly could. There are daily pages to do that. There's a notes section in their back. There are so many different places to do it. But interestingly enough, I find great value in going back and revisiting those. So I have my planners from every quarter over the past, 5 years or more. And I can go back and revisit where I was. What was my mindset then? What types of things, you know, would I be celebrating at that time, and versus what am I looking at today? And you can really see that journey. So it's great to document it, get it out on paper, and then be able to down the road, look back and see how far you've come. Because I was telling you before this, that I have to constantly push myself outside my comfort zone. So I'm doing things now that I absolutely never would have thought that I would have done, and done with confidence. So the things that I look back at, it's like, oh, I thought that was a challenge then. My challenges are much larger now.
But you know, you have confidence, you can do it because you've done it before. You've come so far and you thought it was that small thing was hard. And now you're facing a bigger thing, but you were able to overcome that fear and face that challenge before. So you can do it again. So that's one of the benefits of looking back. I love that too.
Yes. So rewarding. And you mentioned the daily wins, celebrating your success. I was always someone that would immediately look at what I could have done better. I would always judge myself because I felt like, you know, there was something missing. I could have done more. And so this forces me to, before I ever think about what I would do differently, I think about what did go well that I would want to recreate again in the future and build off of. So I love that it has forced me to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if someone is interested in using this tool, they can go to Michael Hyatt's website, right, to order them. But do you think that they will have much success if they just order it and they try to implement on their own? I think that what really I would recommend for them is that they should get an accountability partner, if not seek out some instruction from you personally, because you have this workshop available for using the planner. But then also you have a new accountability offering, right? So that you can help people stay accountable. Can you talk a little more about that?
I do, and I can. And I will say before I even go into that, I'm going to throw this one back at you as well and say, If we think about each of you individually on your team, had you not all have been going through this together, would one or all of you have made it through and seen the value in it that you see today? Because I know that there are at least one of you,
yeah,
but would not have ever given it a chance past the first quarter. So I'm going to throw that back at you before I answer about my accountability.
Okay. Yes. Let's talk about that for a second. Because yes, I think that, you know, I was the one to bring it to the team. I was excited about it, but I know myself, I can easily like give myself a pass. Eventually, like 3-4 weeks had gone by and I could see myself not using it eventually if I didn't have the team also doing it. And I was like kind of setting the example, first of all, but then working with you. But I know for certain that my certain members of my team would not have continued using it past the first quarter had we not set this intention at the beginning of the year to see it through to the end of the year. And I liken this to, I was thinking about this the other day. One of my goals that has been for this year was to consistently have workouts and go to the gym 3 times a week. And my first step was really just getting there. And then next, I was like, okay, let's get there. And then I stay for a full hour, you know? And so then after 9 months, I've been finally reached the point where I am really enjoying going there. I miss it if I don't go. And it's like one of the highlights of my day when I go to the gym, which I could never imagine that happening at the beginning of the year. And I feel the same way about the planner that is just like that, where you're like, let me just write in it every day. Then let me really take advantage of the things that are, you know, in here using the goal tracker and everything like that. And then by the end of the year, you're like, I couldn't live without this thing now. So yes, I think that you're right that we really needed this structure to make it a habit and make it a really useful tool that we continue to use beyond what the initial structure was for us to sign on with it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad you saw value in that. And I say that myself because I've had plenty of people around me who have tried it and said, oh, that was not for me. And then when we talked about what prevented them from really taking advantage of the system, it came down to they couldn't even get in the habit of having it with them and writing in it daily. So it's that first step that you talked about. They weren't doing that. And so they never got beyond that. So the accountability offer that you mentioned. So I do full focus planner workshops. I love getting people set up in a new planner, especially for a new year. So this is perfect timing to chat about this. I am doing a goal setting workshop in December specifically to support folks in getting their goals laid out for the new year. And we'll go through those things that I talked about, core value identification, purpose, priorities, all of those things to make sure you're going about it properly. But then in 2024, the piece that I now know is so valuable to people is that accountability piece. So outside of my ongoing coaching services, I decided to give people the opportunity to get their feet wet and get support at whatever level they needed it. So I did a tiered offering for 2024 for these accountability packages. So there's a self-guided journey for those folks that feel like they can take it and run with it. And I've been building out a membership platform with lots of support videos and things that they might need. Then the middle tier is group accountability and an actual online community with a discussion board and learning opportunities and a place for inspiration and all of the things that people need in a group setting. And then the third tier is if you feel like you need that additional one-on-one support to be able to have access to me for 30 minutes a month just to touch base, celebrate those achievements, but really look at what was standing in our way over the past month and what can we do to move those obstacles out of the way and stay on track as you go through the year. So I'm really excited about this because I feel like it's not that commitment of ongoing coaching. It is literally a month-to-month subscription. There is no commitment. I know people will see the value and choose to stay on their own. There's no need to make them commit to a long-term contract for it.
Yeah.
But it also has the different levels to suit their needs. So I'm very excited to offer it and make what I'm doing more accessible because I want to see people be successful with this planner system and get it in the hands of as many people as possible. And truthfully, you know, the planner, people go right on and buy it off of Michael Hyatt. You're not buying it directly off of me. I'm only benefiting by seeing you be successful.
Yeah.
So that's what it's all about for me. I would love to share access with your listeners to this program. We are doing special pricing for the first 20 members. So hopefully there are some openings left for that if folks want to get into that. And if they want to bring it to their entire team, if there's a business owner listening and they want their whole team to have access, I am doing group pricing as well. So reach out and let me know and we'll form a group just for you to meet your needs.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. It's likely that we'll be doing that for my team because we do see the value in it. So.
Good, good. No, your girls have been reaching out because they said that they want access no matter what. They need to be held accountable. I'm like, don't worry, I have you. But we joke that we'll be pen pals.
yeah. We just need Sierra in our life all the time. And you're just always so generous with your offerings as well. You always go above and beyond and give more than what I ever expected I would get out of your service. So that's one thing I just love about you, that you really are invested in the growth of the person and not just making it, you know, making money off of someone. So that definitely shines through.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm glad that it does. And you know, like, I don't know if I should be sharing this with the world because I say it with your team, but you truly have the dream team and they're lucky to have you. You invest in their growth as well. And I think anybody that's getting to tune in on your podcast and hear these thoughts from you are benefiting. So glad that you've decided to work on mentoring others as well, because you have so much value to add to people. So.
Oh, thank you, Sierra. Thanks. Yeah,
of course.
Well, great. So where can everybody find you if they want to reach out and work with you?
SierraLearnership.com. The new program that I just talked about, the accountability one, is called Aspire to Achieve. So there is a drop down if they want to take a look at that program, or you can just connect with me on social media and I'm sure you'll find access to what's going on. So I'm on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. You can find me wherever, but you could also shoot me an email at grow@sierralearnership.com. I have a 24-hour response time rule, so I will get back with you. I promise.
That's great. Yeah, we'll have all of that information in the show notes. And I know that if that in your area in Virginia, if someone were local, they could always come to a workshop that you have a great space to host these workshops, right? So
yes. Yeah. I have a classroom space here. I love having people. Actually, Business of Design came here recently. So that was a great 2-day intensive here. But yes, I work with clients locally, but all over the world as well. So we can do something to meet anybody's needs.
Well, thank you so much, Sierra. It's been a joy talking with you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me, Rebecca.
So don't you just love Sierra like I do? She is a great coach to work with. She really can call you out when you are not doing your best, and she will tell you that you can do better because she knows you, especially if she's done your DISC assessment. So she knows a lot about you when she does that. And then you know a lot about yourself too. So I highly recommend her for all the things. Not just the full focus planner or accountability, but also doing the DISC assessment. She has a lot of other offerings for leadership, business development. So go check her out. Links are in the show notes. You will not be disappointed by working with her. And I hope that you have gained some knowledge and insight into being fully focused as we approach the year end, and that you might also try the full focus planner. And if you decide to do so, reach out to me via Instagram or send me an email and let me know how you like your planner and all the things that it's doing for you. My team and I also like to decorate our planners. So we'll get stickers and things like that. One of my team members is very artistic. So she's always drawing and making things and adding things to her planner. So it's a lot of fun. I hadn't had a physical planner since probably I was in college, maybe. So I really kind of have let go of the physical planner for a long time once basically we had smartphones. So I did recognize that a lot of things would fall through the cracks if I wasn't keeping track of it in a place I could write it down. So it really did help for me to have a physical planner. So that's just my 2 cents on that. I hope you guys are convinced that it is going to be a blessing in your life to have this and not a cumbersome thing. So that's all I have for you this week. And until next week, stay curious and creative. Thanks for listening. If you love this episode, please leave a rating and a review. This helps me reach other curious creatives like you. If you have a topic request or would like to contact me, simply head over to my website, rwarddesign.com, or email me at podcast@rwarddesign.com.